Good evening. My name is Lissette and I'm your host. Tonight we continue on Prayers, Decrees, and Confessions for Increase by Apostle Stephen A. Gardner. We are in the second chapter entitled Decrees for Increase. Scripture verse is Exodus 34:24. For I will cast out the nations before thee, and enlarge thy borders. Neither shall any man desire thy land when thou shalt go up to appear before the Lord thy God thrice in the land. And this scripture is based on Moses when he went back up to Mount Sinai to create the second set of the Ten Commandments. The Lord gave him specific instruction. He made this covenant with him so that Moses could carry out this mission and conquer the land with specific instructions. And then he gives this scripture stating that he was going to enlarge his borders. It's fascinating how he gave him so much. And let's make this decree. I decree enemies of my purpose in life are cast out and my borders are being enlarged. And I decree all covetous desires for my inheritance is rooted out in the name of Jesus. Deuteronomy 33:20. And of Gad, he said, blessed be he that enlarges Gad. He dwelleth as a lion and teareth the arm with the crown of the head. And let me tell you, who was Gad? Gad was one of the 12 tribes of Israel. Let's make a declaration. Lord, I receive the blessings of Gad, and I decree I dwell as a lion in my realms and spheres of influence. I declare maximum impact flow from my life to establish, equipped, and enlarge. 1 Samuel 2:11. And Hannah prayed and said, my heart rejoices in the Lord. My horn is exalted in the Lord. My mouth is enlarged over my enemies, because I rejoice in thy salvation. I decree my mouth is enlarged over my enemies, and every enemy of your kingdom enlarged my mouth to declare your justice in Jesus' name, as I rejoice in your salvation. I'm going to say this one again. I decree my mouth is enlarged over my enemies. Every enemy of your kingdom, enlarge my mouth to declare your justice in Jesus' name, as I rejoice in your salvation. Hallelujah. 2 Samuel 22:37. Thou hast enlarged my steps under me so that my feet did not slip. I decree my steps are ordered of you, and they are being enlarged under me. I decree that I possess the ground my feet tread on in the name of Jesus. Let's go on to number 5. Isaiah 57:8 says, behind the doors also, and the post has thou set up thy remembrance, for thou hast discovered thyself to another than me, and art gone up, thou hast enlarged thy bed, and made thee a covenant with them. Thou lovest their bed where thou soweth it. I break all covenants, all alliances, agreements, and plans of dark powers assigned to seduce me into unrighteous works. I decree my bed shall not be enlarged by these powers in the name of Jesus. Psalms 18:36. Thou hast enlarged my steps under me, that my feet did not slip. I decree I shall not fail nor slide in my assignment, because you enlarge my steps. I proclaim my walk is circumspect before you in reverence and holiness in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We're going to stop right here. We'll continue on the next segment. God bless you. I'll see you on the next segment. Bye-bye.